Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. Governor Brian Kemp is dedicating state resources to help Atlanta area hospitals dealing with capacity issues. Grady Memorial Hospital in Atlanta started diverting patients to other hospitals last weekend. That's after a burst water pipe flooded multiple floors. Governor Kemp issued the emergency declaration today as partial diversions continue. Grady Hospital said in a statement this morning they have begun accepting trauma, stroke, and burn patients. In a session today that lasted just under 10 minutes, the House Judiciary Committee advanced two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. GPB's Robert Jemison reports on how the three members of Georgia's delegation voted.
Doug Collins of Gainesville, Hank Johnson of Lithonia, and Lucy McBath of Marietta all sit on the influential House Judiciary Committee. Today, 40 members of that committee took up a vote on two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump: abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
Mr. Johnson of Georgia.
Aye.
Ms. McBath?
Aye.
Mr. Collins?
No.
The vote went along party lines. Collins, the most senior Republican on the committee, voted against impeachment, while Johnson and McBath supported both of the articles. This vote sets the stage for a full House vote next week. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jemison in Atlanta.
Crews have finished draining the fuel tanks of an overturned cargo ship 3 months after it capsized off the coast of Georgia. The salvage team working to remove the South Korean ship, the Golden Ray, said yesterday more than 300,000 gallons of oil mixed with water were siphoned from the massive freighter. Now the team will turn to removing the ship in pieces. The Golden Ray was leaving the port of Brunswick with a load of automobiles in September when it overturned in the shipping channel. I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.